Today on Geekcast number 32, I'm going to teach you how to get your music off your iPod in OS X. And it's back to the original format of the show. Let's get that going right here, right now, on the Geekcast.
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet. This is the Geekcast with Aaron Krakow.
Hello, everybody in the podcast nation. Welcome to the Geekcast. This is the Geekcast for Tuesday, June 7th, 2005, show number 32. Welcome to the show. Glad everybody could be here. All 698 listeners. Thank you for listening to the Geekcast. It is much appreciated. How is everybody doing? I hope you all enjoyed the interview with Leo Laporte. That was a great interview, three-part segment. I hope to have Leo back on the show, have some other people on the show in the future. I will try to get that out for everybody. It's a great thing to have. But man, oh man, things have been busy in the tech world, and especially with the Geekcast. First of all, I would like to say thanks to everybody who emailed me your questions and your comments about the PodSafe music that I had asked about on the previous show. I took everybody's comments into consideration, and it also reaffirmed where I was leaning towards. And pretty much, beginning with this show and going forward, I am going to not have PodSafe music on the Geekcast. We're going to stay to a strict podcasting format with just tech news, tech stuff. You guys all love the tech stuff, as do I. So we're going to stick just to that. No more music unless it's something tech related, like that laptop song that I played a few shows ago, something like that. So no more PodSafe music on the Geekcast, just to let you know. Also, there's some new contact information for everybody, and this is really cool. Thanks to Shuby, who's listening to the show. He actually signed me up for a phone number where you can leave voicemail for the show. All right, so let me give that to you. So you can call this number and leave voicemail for me. The number is area code 206-984-3351. That's 206-98-GEEK-1. So you can all call that. A lot of people have free long distance these days with the advent of voice over IP and also cell phones. So go ahead, feel free to call, leave a message. I will take your questions and comments through the telephone number as well, and I can put those on the show. All right, so thanks to Shuby for that. It's really appreciated. So I'm going to get right into the contact information, which is growing even more. So I'm going to rattle it off really quick. The website is livejournal.com/users/geekcast. You can email me geekcast@gmail.com, Skype username geekcast. The phone number is area code 206-98-GEEK-1. And finally, the feed for the show is feeds.feedburner.com/geekcast. All right, I'm itching to get right back into the show. So right now, it's the tech news. Alright, well, the big news that everybody I'm sure has heard of is Apple. They have announced that they will be using Intel chips in their computers beginning 2006. Steve Jobs announced at the Worldwide Developers Conference that it will shift to Intel chips in its computers, and it'll sever its longtime relationship with IBM, who has always supplied the chips to Apple for the past 10 years. Jobs is quoted as saying, "This is not going to be a transition that happens overnight. It's going to happen over a few years." The interesting thing about this is that Steve Jobs has actually revealed that OS X has been developed from day one to run on an Intel or an x86 architecture, and all versions of OS X that have been out are already compatible with x86/Intel, which is very interesting. So if you have 10, 10.1, 10.2, 10.3, or 10.4, they all will work on this new hardware. Steve Jobs has also confirmed that the next version of iTunes will indeed have podcasting. I reported on this a couple of shows ago, but he actually talked about it in some detail at the Worldwide Developers Conference, and he also had a demo of the new feature. iTunes will allow you to download podcasts for free directly from the iTunes Music Store, and you can also subscribe to the feeds from right within the program. If it's implemented correctly, I think this will spell doom for the podcasting, podcatching programs out there, such as iPod or iPodder X, Doppler, and all of those. The feature seems really cool. It has a lot of integration with the iTunes Music Store. It has its own section, and you have your subscriptions built right in. It looks really, really cool. The nice thing about it is that you don't necessarily have to have your podcast on the iTunes Music Store in order to get it. You can put in your feed into iTunes and it will be able to subscribe that way. Just so you know, I fully intend to have the GeekCast listed on the iTunes Music Store, so keep your eyes open for that. Finally, Best Buy, the favorite retailer of rebates. Well, it has some sort of odd pricing scam going on here. The Best Buy website pretty much has one set of prices. They tend to be cheaper than the in-store prices. However, if you go to a kiosk inside a Best Buy and surf their website, the higher prices show up rather than the lower ones. Right now, store managers have been told to give people the lower price if they complain, so if you are going to Best Buy, make sure to check the website first, see how the price is, or you can also buy it online and do the in-store pickup, or even better, just don't shop at Best Buy. You know, Best Buy is notorious for horrible rebates, and also the price matching policy that they have is ridiculous. I've spent almost an hour in a store once trying to get the price match for an item, so it's just a nightmare. Anyhow, there's the tech news. It's all stuff you've probably heard of, something a little new. Hope you all enjoy it. Let's get right into the next segment here.
Are you getting blue screens of death? Has spyware taken over your machine? Then it's time for you to Ask a Geek.
Today's Ask a Geek question comes from a listener named Drew. And Drew wants to know how he can create an ISO of his current Windows installation with all of his programs on it. Well, Drew, maybe not necessarily an ISO you can create, but you can actually image the entire computer to a file. And you would do this using a program called Norton Ghost. And pretty much Ghost has been a standard in drive image creation for many, many years. It is a fantastic tool. And this will image your entire computer as is. So if you are looking to make an installation and then clone that machine so you have 30 PCs that are identical, this is the way to do it. Norton Ghost, pretty much, you get it, you install it onto your machine, and when you run it within Windows, it'll ask you what drive you want to image, what type of compression you want to use, and it'll also ask you for a destination drive. There are lots of configurations to the program. You can do spanning, so if you're trying to image to DVDs or CDs, it'll shrink them down so that you can actually use multiple disks in order to do that, and it will also compress it in different methods. It will do lots and lots of things. It is really, really cool. I highly recommend it. I've used it a lot in my last job, and pretty much you reboot the computer, it'll boot to the Ghost startup, and it'll then image the drive. Just so you know, you cannot send the image, you can't save the image onto the drive that you're imaging. So you'll need either a second hard drive installed on the machine, an external hard drive that it will recognize upon boot, or the newer versions of Ghost will actually write the image directly to a CD or DVD using your burner. So you can use that as well. It works really, really well. I highly recommend it. You can find more at Symantec.com. Norton Ghost, just so you know, costs around $70. There may be a student discount, I'm unsure, but you should definitely check it out. If you want your tech questions answered on the GeekCast, go ahead and send that in text or MP3 format to geekcast@gmail.com. You can also ask your questions on the voicemail for my phone number, which is 206-98-GEEK-1. Sorry, that's 206-98-GEEK-1.
Get out the soldering iron and Linux disks. It's time for the GeekCast hacking tip.
Today's hacking tip is something where I've been doing a lot of research to try to figure this out and to find a program that works well, but also is not going to be, you know, something that just disappears off of the face of the earth so quickly, and finally, I have found it. Pretty much, I had spoken on GeekCast number 12 about copying your music from your iPod to your PC, your Windows PC, but I did not have a solution at the time to do it on OS X, but now I have found a program that will do it, and it is really, really cool. Pretty much the program is called Senuti, S-E-N-U-T-I. I'm maybe butchering the name, but Senuti is a small but great program that gets the songs off of that small white box and onto the big white box. Pretty much when you launch Senuti, which is how I'm going to say it for this segment, so again, I apologize if I'm butchering it. When you launch Senuti with your iPod connected, you get a listing of all the songs that are on the iPod and also all of the playlists that are on it. It reads the database files directly off the iPod, so it always has the correct contents. In this list, you select the songs you want to get, and then there's a button that says Copy Selected. When this process finishes, the songs are automatically copied to your Mac, and it automatically will put them into iTunes for you, so they're ready for you to listen to. You can turn that feature off if you don't want it to copy them automatically into iTunes. Also, if you're looking at your songs and you're not sure which ones you want to transfer, you can actually play the tracks right through the program, right off of your iPod, so you know which song you want, and it'll work fantastic for you. Senuti is a fantastic program. It works great. It matches the interface of OS X. It has the brushed metal interface, and it works seamlessly. It's very stable. It's great. I had a lot of fun using it. It's free. Also, the system requirements, you need OS 10.3 Panther or higher. So it will run on Panther. It'll also run on Jaguar, and it can be found at the link on the show notes. Okay, so I'm sure that's a sound you didn't expect to hear at this time in the show, but just to let you know a couple of things now that we're at the end of the show, I can ramble on for a moment here. The PodSafe music on the GeekCast, I'm giving it up, as I said earlier in the show. It will not be in this show, will not be in any future shows. One reason I did have the PodSafe music, one was to be a little more entertaining for people who were not totally into tech, which everybody who has responded said, well, let's get rid of the PodSafe music, you really don't need it, which I sincerely appreciate. But also, well, to be honest with you, it takes up time, and I wanted this podcast to be long enough where it was something where you really enjoyed listening to. Just so you know, the times for the GeekCast will be a little shorter because of the PodSafe music not being there. I'm going to try to add more segments to the show. With my job and everything, it's a little hard to do some research and to keep all those segments going. And I will be switching them up. So some shows there will not be a hacking segment. Other shows there will be product reviews and things like that. I will do my best to keep the content coming for you guys, to keep the show long enough. Let me know, is there a type of segment that you guys want on the show? Is there something that I haven't done? Also, is 10 minutes long enough? Because this show is approximately 10 minutes right now. Right now, we're about 12 minutes into the show at the moment. So, is this long enough for everybody? Let me know. I can really appreciate some feedback on this one from you guys. Again, send me your feedback, geekcast@gmail.com. Also, the new phone number is area code 206-98-GEEK1. Alright, so the rest of the contact information, Skype is the username GeekCast, the feed, feeds.feedburner.com/users/GeekCast, and the website, with all the show notes and information and links, www.livejournal.com/users/GeekCast. Finally, if you want the show notes automatically emailed to you, go ahead and send a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroups.com, and you will be automatically subscribed to the show notes. They'll come to you automatically every time a show is posted. All right, everybody, I appreciate all your feedback so far. Please keep sending me feedback. It's much appreciated. You guys help shape how the show comes out. All right, well then, all right, well, with enough of that rambling, that's the end of this show. Thanks for the feedback, everyone. I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Initiating shutdown sequence.